You know, when a place is caught in endless wars, sometimes the only real mercy is giving people a way out. And that's exactly how Israel sees it. Israel has been talking to South Sudan, a young African nation, about giving Palestinians from Gaza a new start. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calls it voluntary migration and says it matches Donald Trump's vision for the region. Now, what is the plan? The plan is to send an Israeli team to check out possible camp locations in South Sudan and help financial makeshift housing so people who want to leave Gaza can finally live in peace, away from Hamas's grip. Now, let's be clear. Gaza right now is run by a group openly committed to Israel's destruction. And Prime Minister Netanyahu has said it plainly. The right thing to do is to allow the population to leave, and then you go in with all your might against the enemy who remains there. In other words, protect civilians first, then take on the terrorists without risking innocent lives. South Sudan has its own challenges. It's recovering from a civil war and relies on aid. But for them, this could mean international support, investment, and stronger ties with US and Israel. And there is also some history here. Israel's Mossad has helped South Sudan in its fight for independence, so the relationship is not new. Of course, not everyone likes the idea. Some voices in South Sudan's civil society say that they don't want to be a dumping ground. Egypt is also lobbying against it, worried that if Palestinians start moving to South Sudan, it could lead to more refugees heading into Egypt. Even the Palestinian leadership and rights group, they're rejecting the idea completely, saying it's forced expulsion. But the truth is, many civilians in Gaza are living through hell right now. War, near famine, and zero hope for the future. For those who choose to go, this could be a way to start over somewhere safe, without rockets over their heads. Now, what is Trump's role? Earlier this year, he floated bold ideas for Gaza, turning it into the Riviera of the Middle East after moving out the population. Whether you agree with his vision or not, it's about breaking the cycle, ending the situation where civilians are trapped between Hamas and war. And let's not forget, there's already a US-backed humanitarian effort, the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, that has been looking at temporary safe zones for Palestinians until they can rebuild their lives. Yes, the United Nations has concerns, but the core idea is still about protection and opportunity. So, from Israel's point of view, this is not about dumping people. It's about choice, giving Palestinians a path to live free from terror, and giving Israel the space to finally defeat Hamas without endless civilian casualties. At the end of the day, the real question is, if someone is trapped in a war zone, isn't the humane thing to do is to open a door and let them walk out? Now, some of you might say, no, the most humane thing is to stop Israel, make them drop their weapons, and then stop the war. But then comes the harder question, what about the other side? Hamas, Hezbollah, who's going to make them stop? What do you do when your enemy openly says life begins after death? How do you negotiate with that mindset? So in the end, it all comes down to choices. And right now, opening a door for civilians to leave a war zone, giving them a chance to live, might just be the best choice we have. And you know, a similar question often comes up here in our own country, India. In this whole world, there are about 50 to 57 Muslim majority countries. Have you ever thought, in all these years of Israel-Palestinian conflict, has even one of these countries said, we will take the Palestinians, they can live in our country? European Christian countries have accepted many Muslim refugees. So why don't these 50 plus Muslim countries do the same? Forget all of them. Why don't the rich Gulf nations invite them and give them a good life? If you think about it, the main reason behind any migration is better opportunities and living conditions. Gaza never really had that, and now it's worse than ever. You have seen the pictures. Those who migrated to Europe also left their homes behind, right? And now you all know the situation in Europe. Britain is almost on its way to becoming Islamic. So if someone gives you the argument that people in Gaza don't want to leave because they don't want to abandon their homes, that's a very weak excuse. It's not like that at all. They have been forced to stay there by Hamas. Because of Hamas, innocent Palestinians work like a human shield. Remove the shield and Hamas gets exposed. So that's the reality. Now let's see if Israel actually succeeds in doing this or not.